Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Kuf Lamed Hei, Chulin 135a, pagination is 269. We have the privilege of starting the new perek, the 11th of Chulin, called Reishis Hagez, the beginning of the shearing. Now, this is a pasuk that says, Reishis Gez Tzoncha, the beginning of the shearings, the fleece of the sheep, shall be given to the Kohen. And from here we learn this mitzvah that when a person shears their flock, the beginning, if they don't do it right away, they could still do it later on, but ideally, the beginning is given to the Kohen. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan points out that this is an element that provides for the Kohanim, just as Zeroa L'chayayim V'keva was of chulin animals, regular animals, nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash, and that provided him with meat, which is a significant expense. So this provided him with clothing, the wool, if I might add, and challah provided him with bread. Now, there is a difference in that the Zroa L'chayayim V'keva, the meat, and the Reishis Hagez, the wool, are chulin in their status, their gifts, but they're non-sacred, and the Kohen would be able to sell them if he desired, if he chose not to use it personally, whereas challah is a teruma, and it has to be eaten by a Kohen. It can't be sold on the open market. So there are differences. But these were methods that provided for the Kohanim so that they were supposed to devote themselves to the endeavor of the tribe, so to speak, of the family, which was to teach Torah and to be a large part of the moral calling of the Jewish people. So the Mishnah states, Reishis Hagez, the beginning of the shearings, which is how this mitzvah is known. Again, Shin Lama Gimel, Yud Aleph, and Yoredeya, if it wasn't given in the beginning, it still gets given. But the mitzvah is Noeg Ba'aretz Uvechutza La'aretz. It's applicable in Eretz Yisrael and out of Eretz Yisrael, Bifnei Abayis V'shalo Bifnei Abayis, when the Beis HaMikdash stands and without the Beis HaMikdash, b'chulin, by non-sacred, non-karban, avalo b'mikdashim, not by karbanos. But we have a very sweeping rule regarding Reishis Hagez, and we would expect it to be applicable even today. We'll have to get to that in a moment. The Mishnah continues. Chomer bizroa v'lchayayim uvekeva mireishis hagez. The rule of the meat gifts is more serious than the shearings gift. Because the meat applies by cattle and by sheep. Whether it's a lot at one time or just one at a time. Reishis Hagez, the shearing, is more limited in its scope, in its obligation. It only applies by sheep, not by cattle, not by goats. And it only applies when you have more than one. How many more than one is going to be discussed in the Mishnah, but it's more than one, it's not just one. The amount that's going to be given to the Kohen, Shochan Aruch Shin Lamed Gimel Yud Gimel, is meant to be kidei beged katan, the amount that he could make a small garment. Now, whether he does that with it or not is not our business. He could collect it until he has a lot, and then he makes a big garment. But it has to be a nesina. It has to be an amount that's a gift of significance. Now, in Shulchan Aruch, Shin Lamed Gimel Aleph, we find, perhaps surprisingly so, that although our Mishnah said that this mitzvah applies in time of the Beis HaMikdash, not in time of the Beis HaMikdash, in Eretz Yisrael, out of Eretz Yisrael. In Halacha, we find Reishis HaGeiz, Eina Noiga Leba Oretz. Reishis HaGeiz only applies in Eretz Yisrael, Ben Bifnei Abayis, Ben Shelo Bifnei Abayis, but it doesn't matter whether the Beis HaMikdash is standing or not, but it's being compared similar to Truma in its obligation. It's only going to be applicable in Eretz Yisrael. The Ramah says, V'yesh omrim. There are others who say, Devar Torah Reishis HaGeiz Noeg Afilu B'chutz La'aretz, that it does apply out of Eretz Yisrael. Ela Shalo Noagu Kein. But that's not the minig. That's not the way it's practiced. People outside of Eretz Yisrael consider themselves absolved. Where is that coming from? So if we turn the page in our Gemara to Kuf Lamed Vav 136a, pagination 271, tomorrow's daf, you'll see towards the middle of the big lines, maybe a drop below midway, Rabbi Eloi Omer, Rabbi Eloi said, Reishis HaGeiz Ein Noeg Ela Ba'aretz. Reishis HaGeiz, this shearing's mitzvah, only applies in Eretz Yisrael. My time with Rabbi Eloi, what's the basis? Amar Rava, Rava explained, Yalef Nesina, Nesina Mitruma, it's a giving like Teruma. Ma Teruma Ba'aretz In, B'chutzala Aretz Lo, Af Reishis HaGeiz Ba'aretz In, B'chutzala Aretz Lo, it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. And that's what the Mechaber presented. It's only Noeg Ba'aretz. And the Ramah says, there are those who argue. They say that it should be applicable outside of Eretz Yisrael in the way we paskin, but it's not the minig, that's not the way it is accepted. If you'll turn the page to Amud Beis of tomorrow's daf, pagination is 272, you'll see just below midway on the page, Omer of Nachman by Yitzchak Ha'idna, nowadays Noig Alma Kahani Talas Sabi. The minig is like these three elders, heavyweights, if you will, Kirabi Eloi Bereshis HaGeiz, and one of them is Rabbi Eloi Bereshis HaGeiz, which may very well be why the Rama words it, that we really, by logic, by style, by scholarship, should not paskin this way. We should paskin like the Mishnah. But that's not the minig. And that's what Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak is teaching us. The minig, even in the time of the Gemara, was being recorded as we paskin like Rabbi Eloi. One final thought for this shiur as related to something we discussed by the meat gifts. Shin Lamed Gimel Yudalid in Shulchan Aruch. Reishis HaGeiz Chulin. Reishis HaGeiz is non-sacred. It's a gift that must be given, but it's not sacred. L'chol davar in all aspects. L'fikach nosnin oso l'kohenes. You can even give it to the daughter of a kohen. Afapishi Nesua LeYisrael, even though she's married to a Yisrael, she could still receive it. And it's not like Teruma in its level of sacredness. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.